This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome back, Wayne.
Ah, thanks for having me.
The movie Bridesmaids came in second overall nationally, and it's creating a bit of a buzz. Generally, very positive reviews. It is an R-rated comedy. What's different about this R-rated comedy is women take all the lead roles.
Mm-hmm. And I saw the returns on it. I have yet to see it, though I know you saw it this weekend. I have yet to see it. The returns on it showed that the audience was about 68-70% women. So
I can tell you that I went on Friday afternoon, and I was probably, yeah, that's about right. There was about 40% men, 60% women in there.
And expectations for it put it at about, I think, 20 million, and ended up making about 28 or 26. So, I mean, it did well. It beat expectations and projections. And I think the reviews have been so good that it should have some legs on it. It should stay around for part of the summer, which good female-driven movies tend to do.
Well, this one is receiving some attention because it is a female-driven movie that doesn't have Meryl Streep, that isn't a series. It's a comedy, and not a...
That doesn't happen often.
And not an R-rated. This is a... Viewers should be warned, it's a foul-mouthed, at times a gross-out comedy. It is a comedy that we're more used to seeing headlined by men.
Well, a lot of people I saw in the press were calling it the female Hangover. I didn't like The Hangover, so I hope that's not the case. But it does, you know, share some similarities. It's got a larger cast. It has Rose Byrne and Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig. So, I mean, it's got a couple of females of note. So I think the bigger question here, it was still beaten by Thor.
Which I've also seen.
Oh, and?
All right. It's very entertaining. It's not art, but it's entertaining.
Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
But... It was still beaten by Thor, but it did beat projections. And so it raises a really interesting question, which is these type movies are so rare, these female-driven movies, with the exception of maybe around the holidays, if there's like a Nancy Meyers movie with Meryl Streep, you know, like It's Complicated or something.
Or Reese Witherspoon sort of light romantic comedy.
Yeah, but for the most part, the summer female showy films are so rare, and yet they tend to, every time that they do come out, they tend to beat projections. Sex and the City, I think, was predicted, the first one, a couple of years ago at 25 and came out about 60, and it was a shocker. But the studios just refuse to make movies for adult women. It's crazy.
What I don't understand is why people are shocked when, last time I checked, women made up more of the population than men, and this idea that it's only men and young men that go to movies, well, it seems like to be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's sexist. I mean, this happens every year where this discussion comes up around this time of the year, where you look at the slate of movies that are coming out for the summer, and for the most part, it's these male-driven action movies. This year, you have Thor and Pirates of the Caribbean and The Green Hornet and, you know, all these male-driven movies that maybe have a female in a small part.
Love interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's Green Lantern, by the way.
Green. See, that's how much I care. But, you know, every year... or every couple of years, the female, it's gotten the rep of being the chick flick, but that's not necessarily true. They're not chick flicks. They're just female-driven movies. And you look over the past few summers, you've had things like Bridesmaids, Sex and the City. You had Devil Wears Prada. You had Mamma Mia, both of which had Meryl Streep.
Julie and Julia.
Yeah. These movies, every time they come out, they go, these beat expectations, but studios still refuse to see women as a demographic, a paying demographic.
Well, isn't it also short-sighted to just assume that a movie like It's Complicated or Jules and Julia or Bridesmaids will only appeal to women?
Well, unfortunately, if you look at the demographics, that's the problem. If it's still 70% women, then you've got an issue. Because here's the thing. If Thor comes out and does really well, it may have slightly more men in the audience, but they're dragging their girlfriend, or the girlfriend is going to see the star of Thor or the star of whatever the action movie is. Where with Bridesmaids or Sex and the City, if you remember when Sex and the City, the first one, came out, it was a bunch of women getting together to go to parties and stuff, and then they would go to the movie. It was groups of women, but there really weren't that many men. And that's proven again with Bridesmaids this weekend, where if 70% of the audience is female, then there aren't a lot of men going.
Several years ago, there was some lamenting publicly that there weren't enough movies directed at families.
Right.
And suddenly Pixar started to hit. And now you can't. There's not a weekend where something doesn't open up, whether it's Ringo or Rio or some animated. And now the family market between Pixar and DreamWorks, that's been matched out as a pretty profitable slice of the Hollywood pie.
That's very profitable.
With Sex and the City and now with Bridesmaids doing well and these other movies, will Hollywood say, okay, there is room for female-driven movies?
Not as long as the studios aren't run by.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's the problem is that industry is still terribly sexist. It's still run by, you know, powerful men. The Oscar for Best Actress every year ends up going to the hot young babe for the most part, over the seasoned actress. And so it doesn't seem like it's going to turn around that quick. I will say there was a time in the mid-90s where one woman was reviving this, and she was doing it really successfully, and that was Julia Roberts. I mean, every summer she was killing it with a blockbuster, and then she had children, and she doesn't really do, you know, that genre as much anymore. And in her footsteps, Cameron Diaz and Reese Witherspoon and Kate Hudson and Katherine Heigl, they have struggled. Their movies just don't live up, partially because they're just not good. So this is interesting. I mean, not only are they not getting made, but there hasn't been somebody to fill that void either. Meryl Streep is kind of her own commodity, and everything she lately touches goes to gold. But you know, it's a culmination of a lot of things, but at its root, it's that women still aren't taken seriously, and it's a shame. All-time favorite chick flick, do you have one?
See, I don't know how you define chick flick. Would we define it as a movie that is...
I would say it's got either one woman or two women above the title, way up there, and really not any man above the title.
Okay. You know, I really enjoyed, and this is going back a ways, and I don't know if this is my favorite, but it's one that I enjoy very much, and it was 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic. That's a smart one. Twisted movie.
It is a twisted movie, and you have Dolly Parton, who's fun, and Jane Fonda, who was always great, and Lily Tomlin.
Yep.
And I think all three of them are a lot of fun.
Two good choices.
Okay. Wayne Bell writes the column, Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.